My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show, and happy Monday morning to everyone. We're starting another week, and hopefully we'll start this one off on the right foot, on a healthy way, and maybe just learn a little bit more about the things that we can do, the things that are available, and the complements that we have at our fingertips that might just give us a better chance at being healthier than we've been in a long time. The hardest part about getting healthy is realizing that we may be our own worst enemy. And we may be causing a lot of the things that are causing us, you know, just unhealthy situations. Once we've realized that, then we know that change is inevitable. And we have to probably start checking off some of the things that need to be done, but we don't have to do them all in one day. We just need to start heading toward a healthier way of living because we deserve it. We all want to feel better. We all want to have more energy. We all want to be able to think clearer and get a better night's rest and deal with our sleep and be happy in our own skin. And the way to do that is to take back our health and take back control. Every day on the Staying Healthy radio show, I bring you the relevant topics for today's world, the things that we should be talking about, and in most cases, the things that we just don't talk about enough. I bring you the best guest in the industry. And like I said, keeping those topics relevant really makes it easier for us to grasp that information because most of the time it's on the topic of things that we're dealing with, you know, struggling with or frustrated with ourselves. But every day it's nonetheless good information. Remember, if you can't tune in live to the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived for your on-demand downloads on my webpage. Just, I guess the easiest thing to do is just to, you know, save the webpage and then you can go there whenever you want and download the shows, drjeffreyburke.com, very easy to remember. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes good sense. They are so good at what they do. You have a lot of great things wrapped up into this wonderful store. It's also the oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas, and they're in their fourth decade. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the greatest quality products available, and of course, awesome prices. But you get to leave with great peace of mind, and you create these really incredible relationships with people that have such great knowledge, and they make getting healthy easier. And ultimately, more successful. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. Remember to bring your questions with you because you'll be able to get them answered and leave with great information. That's a great thing. Well, as time starts to tick by, before you know it, it's going to be school season, then holiday season, and nobody better to talk about, you know, great things for kids as well as for all of us. My friend Neil Levin is going to be with us today. Neil is the Nutrition Education Manager and Product Formulator for the natural product manufacturer, Now Foods. He's a board-certified clinical nutritionist who has a diplomat in Advanced Nutritional Laboratory Assessment. He's a professional member of the International American Associations of Clinical Nutritionists, serves on the American Council of the Clinical Nutrition Certification Board. Neil is also director, program chair, and past president of the American Nutrition Association and serves on the Public Relations Committee of the American Herbal Products Association. Neil's comments and articles are published in magazines and newspapers. He contributes to scientific journals and has been featured in countless radio interviews and television news reports. He posts articles on his blog, honestnutrition.com, and at nowfoods.com. He tweets as Neil E. Levin, and on Facebook, you can follow him at Honest Nutrition. Help me welcome my guest, Neil Levin. Hey, Neil.
It's good to be with you, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And where are you these days? Are you back in the States or traveling, or where are you?
I'm here. I had trips the last 3 weeks in a row, so I have a week at home, and next week head up to Tennessee, and a couple weeks later to Colorado, and, you know, the beat goes on.
You know, the interesting thing that we have to listen to from our own conscious and our own body is that, you know, we have to remind ourselves that we have to make changes. And I think a lot of us just sometimes say, well, I'm getting older, I don't need to worry about this. You know, it's not some things I need to do. That we start thinking about not doing things on a preventive level like we really should. And we do need to be more preventive. And one class of individuals we need to be preventive with are kids. You know, and going back to school, I can't tell you how many decades that I've been hearing from parents that say, my kids had a great summer, they went to school, and a week later they were all sick.
Well, yes. When people, especially kids, go back to school, they tend to be exposed to other kids. They're not necessarily really good at washing their hands when they wipe their noses and you know, when they're playing in the dirt and doing everything else. So they tend to spread it to each other and to the teachers and to the parents and to the siblings. You get the idea. So back to school is a time when there's a lot of immune challenges. And, of course, immunity depends largely on nutritional status. It's been shown for over 100 years with studies on vitamin A and measles, for example, that people who are deficient in the basic essential nutrient were more likely to get sick and more likely to have more severe versions of the illness than people who had sufficient levels of the vitamin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a number of vitamins, minerals, other substances that have similar types of evidence. And if you combine them, say a multivitamin or good nutrition or whatever, to get these nutrients, your immune system will be more competent and able to fight them off. It's a deficient immune system, a nutritionally deficient immune system, I should say, is actually more susceptible to illness, and the bugs that get in you are more likely to become more aggressive when they sense that you're weak. And in a sense, the old phrase, culling the herd, where the wolves, for example, will go after the old, the young, the sick, the lame, and not the strongest specimens. They're culling the herd of the ones that are easy prey. These infections and opportunistic organisms are going to take advantage of us if we're weak.
You know, I've learned that when I was growing up, you know, we ate better food and we drank clearer water. We were all on well water out in the country, and it was the most interesting thing because none of the kids in my neighborhood ever had acne. And we would take our bus into the city, and all the kids there were dealing with acne and skin problems. And the doctors always said it was because we ate better food and we drank clearer water and we had well water. And I mean, literally none of the kids in my neighborhood ever had an acne problem. And it was really interesting that, you know, we all knew where our fruits and vegetables and our proteins and dairy were all coming from. They came from the farms in our area. And we would all take our lunches because that's just the way it was. And we didn't get sick a lot. And you'd go into the school and you'd see kids sick all the time. So today we've got kids that are living on diets of processed foods and not building a good foundation. So without preparation and supplementation, I mean, they're walking into a war zone.
It's true, and they're not prepared nutritionally. For example, the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, estimates that instead of consuming 3 servings of whole grains daily as recommended, American children consume less than 1 serving a day. What are they not getting? Because they're not consuming the recommended amount. It affects their levels of B vitamins, of minerals, including calcium, magnesium, potassium, phosphorus, sodium, iron, essential amino acids they need to build muscle and tissues, and neurotransmitters and enzymes and everything else in the body. Vitamin E complex, water and fat-soluble antioxidants, fiber, including fermentable carbs that are used by intestinal flora, like probiotics, as feed. And so we're looking at quite a dilution of the nutrients in the food supply, where they don't contain what they used to because of the processing. Not just the processing, they're growing different varieties. You know, we all know that the varieties grown in 1940, when the USDA food tables were built, saying how much calcium is in a carrot, for example. Now the soil is depleted, the varieties are different, the planting, the spraying, the ripening, the harvesting, the storage, everything is different, where it takes 4 carrots now to give you the same calcium as a carrot in 1940. And people don't know that. They don't know that the food supply is more dilute and they're not getting what they used to. Trace minerals are declined by about 3/4 because they don't replace them in the soil like they do the NPK, the three letters you see on fertilizers that are three minerals. There's more than three minerals in the soil. There's more than three minerals in our bodies. There's more than three minerals in a multivitamin.
You know, somebody just chimed in. She says, I have 4 kids that are all in school now, and they're finally older. They're in junior high and high school, and I find that many of the kids in their circles are getting sick a lot, and I've just done the same thing I've always done. I try to have the basics in them every day. She said, but I think the savior was having a real quality smoothie in the morning, probiotics, a good multiple vitamin, and some foundations. She said, by the way, tell Neil, I love the line from Now Foods. We use it almost exclusively.
That's very kind. Thank you. Yeah, I think they're right. This is, you know, an issue of getting nutrients in the kids. The kids always want to choose what they eat and what they don't eat. Kids are picky eaters. You know, a lot of adults are picky eaters. I'm not just picking on the kids. But, you know, adults have more options and choices, and the kids pretty much are going to have the options that we provide for them. You know, they can't order things online. They can't run out to the store and get what they want, you know, until they reach a certain age and have some spending money. And, you know, they're still in school and a little more restricted in their movements, so they cannot have the same control or options to mitigate these problems if they have special dietary needs, and that's another issue. If they're have the gluten intolerance or celiac or food allergies, those are all issues. If they have chemical sensitivities and they can't have artificial colors, flavors, or other these chemicals that are used in foods because it makes them react badly, either a bad reaction or to behave poorly, you know, these are options too. And we all know the food supply is fairly deficient in nutrients such as omega-3 fats that we would normally get from eating plant-based foods such as flax, chia, hemp seed, etc., or from fish or krill oils that would provide the omega-3 that are needed, especially DHA for brains. Most of our brains are fat. Most of the fat in our brains are DHA, which you can only get from algae or from fish. Fish livers or fish bodies, and it's something that is difficult to make from, say, flax oil. If you did 20 grams, say 20 capsules of flax oil, you might get somewhere between 200 and 500 milligrams of DHA, which you can get in a single capsule of fish oil, or algae could be a couple capsules. So, you know, you're looking at a very dilute source that, by the way, is magnesium-dependent enzyme to convert the plant-based omega-3s into EPA and DHA. So if you're magnesium deficient, as probably most of our population is, we're not eating the whole grains and things that we need to get the magnesium, then we can't do efficient conversion anyway, and the fish oil sources are going to be superior and certainly more sure.
You know, we have to look at things a little bit differently today. We don't have the luxury of having the best quality food. We really do have to search out our food. And you know, you being a vegetarian, I mean, I talk to vegetarians and vegans all the time. And, you know, 2 decades ago, you know, when we used to talk to them about supplements, they would be like, you know, we get everything we need in their food. And I will say that they did it. And, you know, your group has done it right. You've known how to eat the right foods. But it is a changing world, and it is different today for both people that are eating specific diets and people that are trying to eat healthy and trying to keep your kids healthy. You know, even as good as you try to do it these days, the mentality is now that even the vegetarians and the vegans are taking a good amount of supplements because they know they can't do today what they did before, even though they know how to do it, because the choices are different.
Well, that's true, and certainly the more I travel, the more supplements I have to take make sure I'm getting what I need, because, you know, the options in airports or hotels or, you know, a lot of times the restaurants that are selected or convenient for where I am or what I'm doing are not necessarily giving me lots of options. So I've got to bridge those nutritional gaps with supplements. And you know, I'm older now. I have health issues, you know, heart and various things, where I have to take nutrients to make sure my heart is as strong as possible and I don't end up in the hospital, which has happened before. So I'm trying to manage this by taking a number of nutrients for the heart. You know, it's a little off topic, but it just shows that if you have a specific nutritional issue, for example, a specific dietary choice, maybe you're a keto person or an Atkins person or a zone diet person or a vegetarian or a vegan, whatever your thing is, gluten-free, etc., or food allergies, you're restricting the diet and you don't have as many choices, and what are you doing to compensate? You know, I don't eat fish. I've got to be taking these algae-sourced EPA DHA supplements to make sure I'm getting what I need. For most kids, that's not an issue, so they can take the fish oil DHAs. We make a small 100-milligram DHA cap that's a very soft gelatin capsule that's designed to be chewed up by kids, so that it's something you could give them and they chew it, and it's kind of chewy like gum because it's just a soft gelatin, and or like a gummy. You know, it's almost like a gummy filled with oil. And, you know, so kids are willing to take that because it's something kind of familiar to them and it's a small thing they don't have to swallow. Now, teaching kids how to swallow pills, there's a couple of tricks I'd like to share. One is to train them with a straw, because the straw makes the tongue into kind of a water slide trough where the pills go down more easily. And for some kids, they have an easier time swallowing pills if you give them a carbonated water and the bubbles kind of float it down a little easier for a lot of these kids.
You know, I'm trying to answer this question that just came in. It's, she says, I'm having a hard time with my kids with swallowing. So go through that again with the straw, because I think I lost her when she was typing.
Okay, yeah. When you drink through a straw, it changes the shape of your mouth, and it tends to make it easier for the pills to slide down the tongue. The sucking through a straw kind of makes the tongue curl a little bit, and from front to back, and it makes a trough, like a water slide.
Oh, I see, okay.
That is easier for these pills to slide down and go down the throat, especially small pills. And carbonated beverages, say water, tend to also be a little easier for some kids. The bubbles tend to float the pills a little more.
Okay. How do you feel about smoothies and protein smoothies for kids in the morning and, you know, getting their day started? I think I've always been really, really happy with smoothies, because I look at it this way. It's the best way to make something taste really good, hide a whole bunch of stuff in it, and get a whole bunch of good supplementation and nutrition out of the way first thing in the morning. And, I mean, I load mine pretty heavy. What protein would you recommend from Now Foods if they were going to be making a smoothie?
For smoothies, well, actually, I've got a young kid who was staying at our house, a five-year-old, a couple weeks ago, or almost a month ago now, and I was making smoothies for him every morning, and I was using almond milk, soy protein. I know that's a little controversial, but soy protein tends to be really healthy for most people, you know, unless you're allergic or have various issues, even for men. And I'd add blueberries. I'd add a little colostrum and some probiotic powder. If I thought of it, I added a little flax meal just for a little fiber. But a lot of people will tend to load up their smoothies with a lot of fruit juices. I put a banana in there, and I put some blueberries. I didn't use the fruit juice typically. I used the almond milk and protein powder. And you can use other protein powders. If you prefer a plant protein that is soy-free, we have those. If you prefer whey protein, say an organic whey protein, we have that. You know, there's a lot of options, and most of the time we'll offer proteins not only in flavors but plain, unflavored, unsweetened. And most of them taste pretty good. You know, if you have a plain whey protein, it just kind of tastes like milk. If you have a plain soy or pea protein or various other proteins, they tend not to be that bad, especially when you're putting these fruits and other things in there that are tasty. You know, kids tend to like that. You don't have to add sweeteners. You don't have to use sweetened products. The fruit should be sweet enough. But if you're using a lot of fruit juice, be cautious because that's a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've talked to a lot of parents that I've basically introduced to, you know, using smoothies in the morning. And they said that it really did make a dramatic difference. And they said that the teachers can usually tell what kids had a good breakfast or had a good protein shake in the morning by the way that they concentrate and stay involved and stay intrigued and have a dialogue and are part of the good morning versus the kids that did not eat breakfast, who are tired and sleepy and are not focusing. And the teacher says it's very, very visible to see. She said, and the kids that take the time to have a really good breakfast or have a smoothie in the morning, you know, they're learning more because they're more engaged. So there is something to be said for this. And, you know, we were raised at a time when breakfast was the most important meal of the day. And I think it still is today. But we had to have breakfast every single morning. And I'm glad we did because it did make a difference.
Yeah. And I also threw a little lecithin powder in the
good
smoothies.
Idea.
And, you know, lecithin and proteins, they are stimulating and precursors of neurotransmitters as well. So, you know, if you need acetylcholine, you know, you're getting a stimulation of that by taking lecithin. You're taking amino acids that are precursors of various neurotransmitters. So the brain's going to function better and memory's going to function better typically when you get these nutrients. And if you're not getting them, you're at a disadvantage.
Do you think that supplementation is something that should be started at a certain age, or is it something that the earlier you start it, the more effective? Because, you know, I'm a big believer in using things like DHA and probiotics and things as early as you can, especially if it's in a good form that you can either hide in the food or the kids can enjoy and chew and, you know, that they don't mind doing. I think today it's the sooner you can, the better.
Yeah, I mean, I even buy DHA eggs when they're available, so I'm getting some in the eggs, you know, because supplementation is only part of the deal. It's nice to get it from food as much as possible. But, you know, remember, kids are going to see you taking pills probably. And if they have something that's appropriate for them, like a multivitamin, maybe a CalMag-D, the omega-3, probiotics, even enzymes if they need them, then, you know, there are chewable versions, liquid versions, sometimes powdered versions of some of these things that are available, or, you know, just the spoonfuls. You know, certainly cod liver oil is an age-old supplement, and it tastes better than ever now.
We're talking with Neil Levin today, and we are talking about getting the kids ready for school. A lot more stuff coming up in the second half of the hour, and all the products available from Stay Healthy from Now Foods. You'd be surprised how many different areas of the store you'll see Now Foods labels. They're doing it right every single day. Quality, integrity, and good integrity of formulations as well. We'll be right back with Neil Levin after the break. Don't go away.
Saying that omega-3 is important for your health is like saying that Vegas is hot in July. Since the 1970s, researchers have been learning more and more about the extensive health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, including those found naturally in fish oil. But with so many formulas available, choosing one that meets your exact health needs can be an agonizing task. Fortunately, it doesn't have to be. Since 1968, Now Foods has remained one of the nation's most trusted providers of high-quality natural fish oil and omega-3 supplements. Now's omega-3 selection includes over 20 innovative formulas, including a diverse selection of fish oil products and combination formulas, available in a variety of soft gels, liquids, chewables, lozenges, kid formulas, and more. And if you follow a vegetarian or vegan diet, no worries. Now offers one of the best selection of vegetarian fatty acid supplements from flax, super primrose, and a number of other plant-based sources. If reading dozens of labels and staring at bottle after bottle has left you in a sea of fish oil supplements, do what other Las Vegas health enthusiasts have done. Stop by Stay Healthy and look for Now Foods award-winning fish oil supplements in the bright orange bottle. Stay Healthy stocks a complete selection of Now's natural health products with friendly, knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions. That's Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center. If you're like most of our listeners, vitamins, dietary supplements, and other natural products play a big part in your healthy lifestyle. But with the economy still on the rebound, many people have been forced to cut back on their health product purchases. But we're going to let you in on a little secret. You don't have to. Since 1968, Now Foods has been offering the highest quality natural health products, dietary supplements, personal care products, and sports supplements at 20 to 30% less than what some companies charge for similar products. Wow, 30%? So how do they do it? It's simple. Now believes that everyone, rich or poor, should have access to the best natural health products. They buy in bulk, manufacture, and test all products in-house, and pass the savings on to you. With over 1,500 natural products, Now offers the industry's largest selection of vitamins, dietary supplements, sports nutrition, health food, and natural cosmetic products. Here's the best part, friends. Now's low prices allowed you to afford more of the products you take. Don't waste another hard-earned dollar on health products that are overpriced, overhyped, or low in quality. Do what so many have done. Before you buy another vitamin or dietary supplement, look for Now's line of award-winning products in the bright orange bottle. You'll find them at Stay Healthy, Las Vegas' most trusted center for natural health products, located at 840 South Rancho in the Rancho Town and Country Center, on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. Okay, so it's well known that vitamin D is important for strong bones and healthy teeth. But now researchers are coming forward and saying that the sunshine vitamin could be even better than we all once thought. Recent studies have been reporting that vitamin D, in addition to its role in bone health, is essential for immune system function, cardiovascular health, nervous system and cellular activity, pain management, muscle tone, digestive function. The list goes on and on. Sounds great, right? The bad news is, as much as 70% of the U.S. population may be deficient in vitamin D. 70%. The good news is that now there's something you can do about it. If you eat a restricted diet, avoid the sun, or use high SPF sunscreen, getting the vitamin D you need couldn't be easier. And when it comes to natural vitamin D, no one can match Now Foods' combination of quality, value, and selection. Now's award-winning vitamin D line contains a wide selection of formulas, with potencies ranging from 400 IU all the way up to their 5,000 IU ultra potency formula. Now Foods uses only the most select natural ingredients, manufactures and tests all products in-house, and sells them at the industry's best prices. Think vitamin D might be right for you? Stop in and talk to one of the nutrition experts at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho, in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. They'll tell you everything you need to know about vitamin D and help you find the formula that's best for you.
right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are amazing in every part of the store. Whether it is working with the most knowledgeable staff or getting the answers to the questions you need or formulating a good supplement program for yourself or checking in halfway through or, you know, once you've achieved your great health, letting them help you maintain it. Whatever it is, however it falls in the middle of this full-service store, you're going to be really glad that you have the availability of working with these wonderful people because they are awesome. Make sure to check out the full line of Now Foods products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day, and you're going to find awesome products that are always available and the knowledge that goes behind them with all the staff. And, of course, today we're talking with Neil Levin, and we're talking about Now Foods. Remember, Stay Healthy. You'll find him at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. So, Neil, a lot of kids are going back to school, and, you know, something that's talked about today that wasn't really talked about when we were kids is focus and concentration. I think back then they used to just call it plain old hyperactivity when kids couldn't sit still. But, you know, there is something to be said today for not just adults having trouble with cognitive remembering and focus and concentration in general. And a lot of it is because of the quality of the diet and, the general state of health. But when do you decide that it's time for younger folks to start maybe supplementing for their concentration?
Well, especially if there's some concerns or challenges or suspicions, you certainly want to look at the diet and make sure that you're giving them the nutrients they need. And besides a multivitamin, which is kind of a basic and covers a lot of bases, the other one that tends to be important is the DHA, which is an omega-3 fat. It's been shown to help with memory and reaction times for healthy young people. It has been shown to help with cognitive development during infancy. It's been shown to enhance cognitive performance relating to learning, cognitive development, memory, and speed of performing cognitive tasks. And those who habitually consume diets that are low in this essential fatty acid, DHA, and omega-3 fat, which might include children with low literacy ability, malnourished children, they tend to benefit the most by supplementing in studies. So incorporating of the DHA into the diet, either by giving cod liver oil or fish oil or capsules of fish or algae oil, would tend to supplement that and make sure that that is not a problem. There's other types of things you can grow. I'll usually recommend the essential nutrients first as a first way to try things, and other supplements would be a secondary strategy. So, for example, we have a fairly new product called Brain Attention, and that is a unique combination of peptides or short protein chains derived from silk, actually from silkworm cocoons. And it has a unique structure that passes the blood-brain barrier, easily bonds to proteins in the brain, positively affects cognition. It helps maintain healthy acetylcholine levels in the brain. That's one of the main neurotransmitters. And it's been tested in studies on children as young as 7 years old, which is unusual. I would say that 98% of our supplements say for adult use only, and there's not a lot of evidence for them being safe or effective or even knowing what the appropriate dosing would be for giving them to children of various ages. And that's why you see kind of a boilerplate warning on a lot of products for adult use only, keep out of reach of children. If you have medical condition or using medications, please contact your physician and check with them before using. These are standard cautions on most products. We do have a relative few products that do not have these cautions that are safe and appropriate for children's use, which is, as I said, fairly unusual in this category. Some companies might claim that, but we're not going to do that unless there is evidence that it's been used safely on children in clinical trials.
You know, I was having a conversation with a mom the other day, and she has three teenagers, and then she has a younger child that's like six. And she has been someone that has always had to use digestive enzymes. And I think two of her teenagers use enzymes as well. It's just they have really poor, not really strong functioning digestive systems. And they found a way to work with good enzymes and probiotics. But she went to her doctor, and her doctor did some work on the younger one because he's been getting sick a lot. And he came back with actually a diagnosis that said, you know, his digestive system is not working well. And, you know, so this is a two-part question. How common is it for younger kids to have poor digestion? And number two, is it too early for him at that age to start using a digestive enzyme because he's not getting the nutrients from his food and he's obviously not getting what he needs from his supplements because he's underweight and he's lethargic and he's tired and he gets sick a lot and the doctor said he's just not processing things well. So how do you know if your child really needs an enzyme and what is too young?
Well, you certainly have to pay attention to children's eating habits. And if they tend to get stomach aches or other issues when they eat, certainly digestion mm-hmm. or food allergies or food sensitivities would be some of the issues you have to be concerned about and start looking at. In terms of enzymes, the first step is to make sure that you train them. And as they age, it might be easier to communicate this to them. To chew up their food carefully. You know, when they're babies, we give them these pureed products that they don't really have to chew. But when they get older, we're relying on them actually taking time to chew, and certainly as their baby teeth start falling out, they might have gaps and not chew quite as well. And if they swallow things that aren't chewed well, they're going to have a harder time digesting them. You know, the smoothies would be one option for that or whatever pureed foods, but obviously we want to teach them to chew properly, mix saliva with the food, get it fairly liquefied when it hits the stomach, which gives them the best chance of digesting the food. Now, if they need to take a digestive enzyme tablet with it, we do make a product called Chewyzymes, which is appropriate for children age 4 and up. That's the range it's been studied in. And for adults as well who would prefer a chewable to a capsule or tablet, certainly. And it's a broad-spectrum digestive enzyme. It's a natural berry-flavored vegetarian chewable tablet. It's designed to support optimal digestion of meals. And the enzymes have been tested in a controlled laboratory study and shown to be active throughout the entire pH range of the digestive system and to not be degraded by stomach acid. And that's important because if you're taking the enzymes, you want to make sure they're working. And these vegan or vegetarian-based enzymes are, if you look at them, you'll see like four different proteases in there, protein digestive enzymes. And the reason we stack them like that is because, and they have different ratings for what their strength is. The enzymes are in not typically milligrams, but in activity units, and there's different units for each enzyme, and even the proteases have different measurements, and that's because they're different protein digestive enzymes from different sources that are designed to work at slightly different pH ranges. So you might have one that works at a neutral range in the small intestine, another works at an acidic range in the stomach, and maybe a couple points in between. So that if you don't have quite enough stomach acid or if it's it's emptying into the small intestine and it's not neutralized yet, you are still digesting throughout that range and adding to your digestion. It is not like the pancreatic enzymes replacing your own digestive juices. It is adding to your digestion. And that's why we say these are useful even for people with healthy digestion who want to add a little more digestive capability.
How do you handle this question, this answer? You know, when I talk with a lot of parents about yogurt, and they're all like, oh, I always give my kids yogurt. And when on further investigation, I find out that they're giving them the yogurt full of sugar and full of candy and full of crunchies and all this kind of stuff that really doesn't have much nutritional value at that point. And I'm a big believer in using just plain yogurt, adding your own fruit, adding your own lecithin granules, chia seeds, ground flax, and even nuts, healthy raw nuts, and dressing up your yogurt and knowing what's in it, because it's actually good. But, you know, how do you handle it if a parent says, you know, they're giving them all these sugar base because they said, well, the kids like it, so that's what I get?
Well, of course they like it if you train them that that's their treat and it's kind of like eating some ice cream or something. I always buy plain yogurt, and I avoid the fat-free yogurt because I want some fat in there to help me absorb my fat-soluble nutrients. You can use the plain, low-fat, or full-fat yogurt for children. And if you add fruit to it, they're going to like it. You know, it's still going to be have the fruit in there. They're not going to notice that it doesn't have spoonfuls of sugar added, or, you know, whatever type of sugar or sweetener. And if you put a scoop of that in a smoothie, you know, a spoonful or whatever, most yogurts nowadays are fortified with good probiotics. The traditional yogurt cultures are not very acid resistant and do not survive very well and form colonies in our bodies. They are not modern probiotics, which are acid resistant, bile resistant, and they're good. Most of it will get into the system, and they will tend to stick to the intestinal wall and form colonies and even biofilms, biological films, that act like chainmail to protect the intestinal wall and act as a communications media between immune cells and gut cells for proper immunity. So probiotics are extremely important in this regard. Most probiotics today are grown in milk-free, soy-free, wheat-free cultures, which was not true 10 years ago. And a lot of the commercial yogurts on the market, the better ones, are fortified with good probiotics and not just the cultures used to gel the yogurt and make the yogurt, which are useful up to a point, but they don't tend to live in the body and form colonies and protective surfaces like the modern probiotics. So if you see Acidophilus and Bifidus and those kind of things on a yogurt label, those are not traditional yogurt cultures. Those are modern probiotics that do something different. They will survive stomach acid, unlike typically the cultures used to make yogurt.
Are you a big believer in lots of good, clean water consumption as well?
Yes, I think kids should learn to drink water. I think if they drink fruit juice, it should probably be watered down in a lot of cases. Actually, when I was growing up, and we often used frozen orange juice, and we would make a half gallon from something that was supposed to use, I think it was three of the containers of orange juice. You know, you pour out the frozen and then you put water in. Mm-hmm. We would always put four in, put an extra one in and dilute it a little bit so it wasn't full-strength orange juice. So I'm not that used to full-strength orange juice, and I don't, you know, drink more than a cup of it probably if I'm drinking it. But, you know, that you can train kids that way to dilute it a little bit or, you know, have, you know, a fruity thing that's not quite as sweet, you know, or add something to it that's a little bitter where you're offsetting the sugar, you know, something healthy that's in there. You know, certainly if you're getting a lot of smoothies these days, you know, the fruit juices, they're mixing fruits and vegetables. If you go to a juice bar, for example, and you know, you might offset the carrots and beets and the sweet things with some of the other things that are not quite so sweet.
You know, when we were growing up, we usually would get the choice of water or water. You know, so we learned how to be good water drinkers. And, you know, and everybody I know in my family is a great water drinker today. And I'll tell you what, I hated it when I was a kid because, you know, we would go out to dinner every once in a while. It was really a rare treat. And, you know, I remember my mother used to get like a soda for us and she would split it between my brother and I. And that was a treat because everybody else was doing all that stuff every day. But, you know, we're both huge water drinkers. My brother, like I, we drink well over a gallon, gallon and a half or more every day. He's a cook in a kitchen and a chef, and he's always been a water drinker, and so have I. And, I mean, it was a great habit to start when we were kids because I think it does start when you're kids.
Yeah, and certainly serving sizes have grown.
Sure.
There were six-ounce bottles of soda pop when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and that was fine. And then it was 8, 10, 12-ounce cans, 16-ounce bottles. Now you got these giant things that are a liter or more. And, you know, the cup holders in the cars have grown to accommodate these huge containers.
Oh, that's
containers.
True. That's true.
And, you know, you don't need hundreds and hundreds of calories. You know, a can of Coke would have about 160 calories. And if you have three cans of Coke a day with the sugar or, you know, fructose, corn syrup, whatever, that's enough sugar in there to start causing fatty liver problems, insulin sensitivity problems, et cetera. And nowadays you can get that many calories in one big drink, mm-hmm. you know, which you see people drinking. And if you switch to an artificial sweetener, there's some studies that a lot of the artificial sweeteners still cause insulin reactions, which drive down blood sugar and make you crave sweets. Hmm. So they kind of backfire on us. And if you see an insulin response, and there's some studies showing stevia does not cause an insulin response as a sweetener, where aspartame or some of these other artificial sweeteners do. You know, the body thinks it's getting something sweet and it reacts appropriately, but it's not a real sweetener. The stevia does not fool the body in that way, so it's not provoking that insulin response.
Well, you know, the thing is, the serving size of sodas today are still based on like a 6, 6.5 ounce, but it's just they're in bigger bottles now. But most people don't read the back labels. I was doing a consultation a couple of weeks ago, and a lady had brought in, she was drinking a 20-ounce soda. And we were sitting there talking. She goes, I only have this one serving every day. And I said, did you read the back label? And she says, no. And I said, it's 20 ounces. She goes, right. And I said, how many servings? She goes, well, just one. And she read the label on the back, and it said three servings. And she said, so this is, I said, yeah. I said, they're saying that that's three servings, that you should be doing it either three times a day or realizing that that's three servings, what they're measuring. And she said, I never, ever read the label before. And I'm sure a lot of people don't.
Yeah, we're starting to see the calories per bottle on some labels, and I think the FDA has been changing the regulations for labeling to make more realistic serving sizes uh-huh. and to tell you how much is in a whole bottle and not just a serving. Because, you know, if you have a can of soda and it's two servings, there's no way you're going to drink half a can of soda, put it down, and drink the other half later. I mean, that's not realistic. With the screw top bottles, maybe it's a little more realistic, but, you know, that stuff doesn't keep fresh that long. It loses its fizz. You know, people tend to buy the size they drink. So
right.
It's appropriate that the labels reflect an actual size and not a theoretical size that's just a small serving.
No, I agree 100%. Any just quick tips that you could give parents to keep the kids healthy now they're going back to school and out here in Las Vegas in a week or so?
Yeah, there's a couple of probiotics we would recommend. One is the Beridophilus, which is a general 10-strain probiotic for kids, and we actually make it in two strengths. The higher strength is meant for adults, but kids can use it too. And there's a unique product called Oral Biotic. Oral Biotic is a probiotic for the mouth, and it's been shown to inhibit other bacteria in the mouth that would be undesirable. that would cause bad breath, that would, you know, certainly kids put a lot of stuff in their mouth and they get things that shouldn't be there as far as organisms, and they need defenses. This is one of the body's natural defenses, having the right bacteria in the mouth, just like you need it in the stomach. And it's been shown to competitively exclude other undesirable bacteria in the mouth.
Hmm. All right. Well, I think that that's great. I appreciate you being here today. Thank you for this topic. It was a great topic. And safe travels. Look forward to our next chat, my friend.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
My guest today, Neil Levin, representing Now Foods. Of course, you can check out all the Now Foods products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley and Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. They're there to make sure that you are on the right path. They want to make sure you're using the right products. They carry only the best of the best, so it's really kind of hard to make a bad choice or a bad decision. And plus, you've got all these wonderful, wonderful people that are available to make sure that you get your questions answered. So I send you to Stay Healthy because to me it makes good sense. I want you to be able to, when you decide to start getting healthy, I want you to be successful. I want you to make sure you're using the right products and you're not just listening to something you heard real quick and something you didn't take the time to ask questions about or trying to copy a friend or a family member who's doing one program, because we are all different. We may need to shake it up a little bit. And remember, never ever judge your success and your journey and your development of good health comparing it to somebody else's journey. Everybody's different. It may take you a little bit longer to get going. You might dive right in and make dramatic changes. It all depends. The great thing is having guidance. And I think that's where the questions come in. And that's why Stay Healthy has been so successful for so long. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to check out their webpage. It's an industry page, and it's loaded with great articles that do rotate right on the homepage. Just going there a couple times a week and reading the articles will get you so far ahead of the game as it comes with nutrition and information. And when you're there, print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. And of course, a thumbs up on their Facebook page will keep you connected for great information, for drawings, for all kinds of wonderful things they're doing at the store, and just for good, you know, just good matter-of-fact FYI information. So give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page as well. Remember, it's all about information, it's all about education, it's all about knowledge, and it's all about trust. And all in a full-service environment. That is Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I want to thank you all for taking the time out of your day, starting your week with me Monday once again. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? The great thing about Monday, it's just a day. We're starting the week, and it's day one of the beginning of the week, and hopefully it'll be a great week for you. I really hope that it is, and I hope that you're going to approach it in a really good, healthy manner and put yourself in a priority position because you deserve it. And remember, if you start your healthy day this morning and you fall off the wagon at noon, don't wait till next Monday. Just dust yourself off, get right back on the wagon, and start back at dinner again. Remember, it's okay to have a stumble, to have a fall, to hit a speed bump. The problem is when we decide to take another whole week to guilt ourselves for not being successful, everybody falls off the wagon. Just don't tuck and roll and run. Just shake yourself off, catch the next wagon. It's right around the corner. Get back on and continue your journey. And remember to ask questions. This is the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I'm going to address most of those speed bump problems here every single day. Relevant topics for today's world with the best guest in the industry, bringing information and educating and making sure that you have the tools you need to make those very wise, healthy decisions. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you. And remember, when you're on Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and let's click the like button. Let's stay in touch, and I'll answer your questions right on my Facebook page. Remember to check out all the products from Now Foods. Have a great day, a great week. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.